Hey, welcome to My Millennial Money. We've got a cool episode today. We've got Laura Robertson talking with us about side hustles, and we've got another bit of fun happening today. So let's get into it.
Hey, you're listening to My Millennial Money.
And it's a very happy birthday to Erin. All right, hang on one sec. Oh, 37 and feeling fine. Oh, so it's Erin's birthday. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
And
nothing she'd rather be doing.
That's right. So
I'm hanging out with my best friends.
Exactly. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
I bet when you walked in this morning, they didn't even remember, were you?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Well, you know, I just remember the fuss that you made.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So and that's why that happened. This was like the first episode we've ever recorded where we haven't got a coffee before, because I felt so guilty that it was your birthday and I haven't told you. So I'm like, let's just get in and record it.
Thank you. They are beautiful.
So I hope you have a wonderful day.
They are amazing.
Yeah, they're flowers and they're natives.
Yes.
And we just had Laura film that, so we'll put that up on the socials so
everyone can see.
Yeah. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
Exciting.
You guys are so sweet.
Bless you, Erin.
Bless me.
So that's what friends do, right?
Yeah, they remember each other's birthdays.
That's right.
That's right.
They do.
Yeah. I actually saw it on LinkedIn and Facebook this morning. So I had to really keep my mouth shut.
Had to hold back.
Yeah.
Johnny
does
boy.
LinkedIn tell you when it's people's birthday?
Yeah. And you get heaps of, because they even type like the template happy birthday.
Right.
Oh,
so you
LinkedIn.
Get, I've had so many messages, people I don't know.
Yeah.
Just happy birthday, Erin.
That's so funny.
Cool. Yeah. I'm a bit over LinkedIn.
I don't use it.
Yeah. It's a bit whatever.
Mm.
So
you put your birth date in there just in case.
Yeah. You got to tell you what you can get, right?
That's right.
That's exactly right.
So I just wanted to, we're talking today about side hustles, and welcome Laura from La La Social Club.
Thank you, friends. Thanks for having me.
You're probably one of our most popular guests.
Guests, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm a woman of the people.
As rated.
Yeah. Actually, I've got a note. You're a woman of the people. I wanted to share with you guys and, well, guys, is that, you can say guys.
Yeah, guys is fine.
Yeah. Depends who you're talking to, I guess. I actually did a noble deed the other day. And you
stop
will...
Stop it.
Yeah. You'll all be very surprised. So, you know when you're at the airport and you're lining up at the plane, the boarding gate, and there's two lines. There's the platinum business class line, which is no one's in, and then the commoner line.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever.
No, it's economy.
Yeah. Economy, is it?
It's not commoner. Just to clarify.
Yeah. You know what? I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to line up in the economy line. And I didn't have to. And I thought, I'll just experience what it's like.
Not to live like the rest of us.
Wow. Not to be a platinum Qantas member.
You should be so proud of yourself for doing that.
But what a noble deed.
You actually made the line longer.
Stupid. Yeah, that was absolutely dumb of you, actually. There's no one in the line.
Then you just pissed everyone else off in that line because you don't need to be in it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what exactly was your noble intentions?
Just, was it, look just at me, I'm coming like down with the rest of you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I'm one of you.
No, I wouldn't call that noble.
No, neither.
No.
Annoying?
Yes.
Yeah, potentially.
Stick to your home business class line.
Well, I felt humbled.
Well, as long as you got something out of it.
Yeah, you're the one who benefited.
From his own noble deed.
And while I'm incriminating myself, I've got a bit of a confession to John as well.
Oh, really?
And we will get on with the show, but I just have to... you know, a couple of weeks back on an episode, I had a go at you about the GPS lady in your car?
Yes.
Mm. So I hired a car the other day on the Gold Coast and had to go to Brisbane and had to have my GPS. And for the first day, Like, there was no room to put the thing. So, for the first day, kind of had to look, keep looking down. Mm. And there was no way in the world I was turning that audio on because I'm like, I will get lost before I have to turn that audio. Yeah. Anyway, by the second day, I'm like, stuff it. So, I turned the lady on.
Well, I actually did the opposite after that.
I like turning ladies on.
It's the first time you've turned one on for a while.
Yeah. Oh.
I actually took your advice and did turn it off.
Yeah,
nice. And I got lost because it didn't remind me that I had to turn left. So I kept going and all of a sudden I'm 10 minutes late.
You know, and it really shouldn't worry him at all. Mm-hmm. What goes on in your car?
True. Well, it's when he rings
when
me.
It's when I call him.
Yeah.
Mm. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. yeah. Mm. Anyway, so side hustles.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the new...
It's the new thing.
I might just stand up for a bit because sitting's the new smoking, right? So I'm not talking down to you.
<It's> noble.
But I am.
That's his noble act. He sat down on the same level as the rest of us until now.
You guys can't see us rolling our eyes at Glenn, but we are.
Hey, you've all got your own mic stands that you can stand if you would like. Let's stand. So, side hustles, it's the new buzzword in thing. And I think it, everyone's standing now. Look at that. See, I'm a leader. It's leadership here. I think it started in America, do you think? Because I think hustle's the dumbest word in the world.
Yeah, I hate the word hustle.
Yeah.
I like it.
Do you?
Mm. I like it too.
That's typical.
And everything started in America.
Typical, yeah.
Mm. Let's pre-frame that.
Yeah. So,
everything started.
Why do you hate it?
It just sounds cheesy. Side hustle. Uh-huh. It's like I'm doing it on the side illegally.
But I just don't like the word hustle. I think it sounds really quite stressful.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to hustle. I want to chill. Can I have a side chill?
Yes, yes.
Your life is a side chill, mate.
Depends. Yeah, that's right. Depends on what focus your life is, as to whether you want to hustle or not.
Yeah.
Because I want to hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hustle's good.
Yeah.
So, the whole thing is the side hustle, and it's what's, like, Aaron, what's, if someone says, I've got a side hustle, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Yeah, so it's like something they do outside of their normal 9-to-5 that might rake in a little bit of extra money for them, or it might be just something that they're interested in or trying to work towards.
Yeah, yeah. So what I thought I would do, I wrote down...
I.e. this podcast is my side hustle.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely make nothing from it, but...
but I've learned a lot.
Hey, yeah, it's a bit like social income.
Yeah, parenting's a good side hustle.
Yeah, and that is one side hustle I'm not strong enough for at the moment. No, why is everyone going quiet?
Because we're just...
Yeah, we agree you're not ready for it.
This is actually an intervention for you, Glenn.
So I got to sit back down so I can read. My glasses aren't on. So I wrote... 4 reasons you may do a side hustle. 1 is a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
So, to a point, this is almost a hobby for you, Aaron.
Yep.
So, now that that's on the record, if we ever make any money from it, we're not paying you.
I'm a hobbyist.
Yeah,
yep,
exactly. So. Yeah. Can you think of any other reasons why you would make a side hustle?
Didn't I just give you 4 in my explanation?
Yeah, but he's doing it his way.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I never listen. It's like, it's because I'm so on task.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well, right. Some people just get generally bored with their life. So they say, well, I want to go and follow something I'm passionate about and do something out of love.
Yeah, and the intention with that is probably to build it up so it becomes your main hustle.
Mm. Actually, back to my list.
Sorry, we've taken the attention off him for too long.
No, it's... Okay. This is awkward. I just wanted so it could be a hobby, as we said, but I don't think a side hustle always needs to be a long-term thing.
Yep.
Like, it can be to get out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, oh, I've got to clean up my mess.
Go drive Uber for a while.
Yeah, so it could be to get out of debt. It could be, as you said, like a career change or a lifestyle choice. So, you know, you just want to eat, pray, love on the side or whatever. Or even, my eyes are really bad in here, okay. Specific short-term goals. So, it could be like, hey, we want to get, friends in America, he wanted to, Simon, he had the big sleeve, tattoo sleeve. He drove Uber for a period just to save up a couple of grand because it wasn't in their family budget.
Oh, for the sleeve.
Just for the sleeve. Right. So he drove Uber for a while and did that. So I guess one thing that people might want to know is, when does a hobby or a side hustle turn into a business?
Yep.
And what do you think, Laura?
I think for me, I started out just, well, I mean, I don't know if my thing started out as a side hustle, but I kind of just saw it as something that I wanted to get out of the job that I was in. So I was like, I was making coffee and was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm. And so then I just started getting clients for social media, and then it got to the point where I was like, well, I need to quit. I need to quit my job for me to make this work for me. So I think for me, it wasn't really a hobby. It was something that I loved. It was something creative, but it wasn't me kind of going, oh, I've got a cool job that pays me lots of money. For me, it was like, I'm working in a cafe and I'm not earning enough money and I don't actually love it. So I think it was more of a, for me, it was always an intention of a business rather than a hobby.
I always wanted to replace the current 9-to-5.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I think Laura just touched on something that was really gold there. And it can swing back into like, so if you're doing a side hustle for shorter, for short-term goals, you probably wouldn't care if you don't love it.
No.
Like my mate, he didn't love Uber driving.
Yeah. But he got to the, saved enough goal. Money and then,
So I think, but Laura loved what she was doing on the side and it organically led to her full-time career. Gig.
Yeah.
And I think particularly if it's something, and I could be wrong about this, but if it's something creative, a lot of the time it has to start as something on the side. So if you want to do photography or if you want to do like pottery or something like that, it has to kind of
you
start.
Can't just jump in and expect that's going to pay your bills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think it's like have like if you want to do, like side hustle that's so in right now, I think it's important to say like every second person's doing the side hustle online. Like you don't actually have to do one if you don't want.
Yeah,
like,
well, I think there's two types, isn't there? There's distinctly the type that says, well, I want to create extra income outside of my work because that's not paying me enough, or I want to save up for a trip or whatever.
Yeah.
Then they're not going to enjoy it most of the time.
Mm.
And then there's the other version where, I want to replace my income with something I'm actually passionate about.
Yeah, it's a passion project, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I mean, so we had Vince Scully on last episode, 119. And he actually, I put it out on Facebook, you know, anyone got any tips for side hustling? And Vince actually commented and he said this, remember that you can't out-earn bad spending. If you're using your side hustle to build a business or develop your skills or network, go right ahead.
Yep.
So, yep. But if you're using it to fill an overspending hole, think twice.
Yep.
Yeah. And yeah, it doesn't, it's only a band-aid.
It's not
going to
fix your problems.
Mm. Yeah, totally. And I think John and I, like we had a brief talk, was it yesterday or the day before? Like, if you are wanting to do something on the side, just know how much it costs you to exist or your bare minimums.
Mm-hmm.
And that will take a lot of pressure off. Because, you know, it's so funny. Like, there might be people listening who there's a main income earner and then there's a, you know, maybe a stay-at-home parent who's working 3 days a week and they're driving around in a brand new four-wheel drive, right? And you look at it and it's like, you're only... Is that you? No, joking. I thought you rolled your eyes, Aaron. Oh, no, you're rolling John. Yeah, yeah. So is Amy working 3 days a week just to pay for your car? Like...
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
So
yeah.
I think, you know, with our personal finances... just know what it costs you to exist.
Mm.
So then what I would say is if you really do want to do a side hustle and you do have a spending plan, maybe factor in to your budget just the bare necessities of what it costs to live. Don't factor in any savings and just spend the next couple of years taking... Because you want to remove that financial pressure, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think, the issue is, as Vince raised was... If your 9-to-5 is not covering your day-to-day expenses, you've got an issue number one, haven't you?
Totally.
So the side hustle shouldn't be to survive. It should be for you to move forward. And there's I've got some clients that actually side hustling, if you want to use that term, for future expenses that they know is going to arise because they're going to have kids or they're going to put them through private schooling. So they're not side hustling for now, but they're working for now to pay for it in 5 years, 10 years time.
Totally. And I think like, and Laura touched on it again, you've just got to be passionate if you want to actually have a transition over.
Yeah.
Because when the going gets tough, if you're not passionate about something, you're going to ditch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it's, and even for my own, so I run the blog sortyourmoneyout.com, which is actually the mother brand of My Millennial Money, right? I wanted to do something online 8 years ago, but I didn't have the, I guess because I hadn't had my baseline expenses sorted in my life, I was too focused on surviving and having that 9-to-5. And I started business from scratch.
Yep.
And I literally, I've always wanted to do what we're doing now, but I couldn't because I didn't like if any downtime I had, I was so mentally fried from my 9-to-5. Yep. I didn't have any room for the side hustle.
And was it potentially 8 years ago, was it the unknown as well? Was it too new? Did you feel?
No, because I actually Google Australia in 2010, 2011, they actually ran programs for free at their office in Pyrmont called Google Pseudo.
Aye.
And they were free for the startup communities, entrepreneurs. So I did a series of kids apps in 2010, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
We did three kids apps because I wanted to make my niece an app. So I was always keen on this side hustle online type thing.
Mm.
But the reality was, number one, I was working with a team who weren't as passionate about the thing as myself. Number two, you know, I had to earn an income for myself. So the side hustle didn't really happen because of that emotional energy. And I just think it's important. Like, I think we said, what was that episode? We're saying like parents put all this pressure on us to do stuff because that's what they did.
Yeah.
And like I wrote an article about there's this whole, and it's only just started here in Australia. Have you guys heard of the gig economy? Have you heard of the gig
economy? No.
Have you? Yeah. So it's it's this American term where the gig economy is the new school thing where you've got your Fivers, your, you know, Ubers, so Upwork, all that stuff. And what it basically is, we don't actually, you know, 9-to-5 is now a fallacy for, you know, probably 80% of the people, unless you're essential services.
Yeah.
So my challenge is to anybody, what if you did want to follow your passion and work 3 days a week doing coffees or whatever, which, you know, I'll do it. And then the other couple of days devote to your
something
passion.
Else, yeah.
As long as that 3 days a week can cover your cost to live and you're not going into debt.
And I think for me, when I started, so I run a social media agency, but when I started that 3 days a week that I was making it as I was working in coffee, like as a barista, that covered my rent, it covered my expenses. So it meant that I could kind of, it meant that I could do what I wanted and work with the people that I wanted to without feeling like I absolutely need this client because I need the money because I can't actually pay my rent. So it was that, I guess that tension of you staying in, like part-time doing something that you know isn't your end game, but it's
so for someone out there in that position that is the main breadwinner and has two kids, that's the hard part, isn't it? The transition to side hustle and how do I find the time when I'm working 40 hours a week plus kids plus wife or husband? How can I make that side hustle my future?
I would probably say, you know, Uncle Glennie's advice, if you're listening and you are, say, even I'll just make it random enough, you're under 30 and you don't have kids, whether you're in a relationship or not, if you've got to really get on track with what your life wants to be like as soon as possible, because I've got so many clients where they're doing their 9-to-5, they hate life, but they can't get off the treadmill because they need 80K to exist.
Yeah.
And you think the emotional energy to retrain or the emotional, the time, the money, it's really impossible. So you've got to, and to a point, like I was at a cafe the other day and
Surprise.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, you know, Flower and Co. at Toowoomba, one of the young girls who works there, I think she's doing year 11 or just started year 11, and I ran into them at a cafe, like another cafe, and one of the girls, yeah, it's weird. One of the girls, like they knew I was in finance, right?
Mm.
And one of the girls said to me, oh, I think it was Annalise. Sorry if you're listening and I've got, there's Annalise and Annalisa.
Oh.
Work there. Yeah. Weird, confusing. Right? Yeah. And she goes, she just dropped economics at school. What should she do? Like, that's the dumbest thing ever, right? Dropping economics. And I'm like, she should do what she wants. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's this whole, our system is so geared towards this mold.
Yeah, it is.
That's, you know, 19th century education and training versus 21st century thinking and lifestyle.
Yeah.
Especially when most of our university qualifications are outdated by the time we finish.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so bizarre. So I think it's, and if you are in a relationship, and I think it's important that both parties are on the same team. Like if someone wants to start a side hustle, if you've got a partner or spouse and they're not keen on it,
you need their support.
Yeah. Because it goes down to, well, you don't have a side hustle problem, you've got a relationship problem. Possibly.
Yeah, you could dump them and keep your side hustle, don't you? Yeah.
And then, so even if you're a younger couple and you haven't started your family yet, what if you both did your own side hustle to, you know, if you want to do an international trip or something like that, what if both people did a side hustle?
Yeah.
Just for a short period of time? Yeah. Because it's so easy to make money in this world that we live in.
Mm.
But also, one thing that you'd said to me when I started, it was a mindset change for me of not trading your time for money.
Totally.
So trading a skill or a service rather than, you know, doing things by an hourly rate.
Yeah.
So I think that particularly being in a service industry for me has been a big thing to shifting that mindset of how much am I worth?
Totally. You know?
And I think that's probably a big question that people who start out have, that question of, how much am I worth? How much should I be charging? You know, all those other things. Once it goes from a hobby to a business, that's a big question too.
Mm. So, if you are, you know, generally charging at an hourly rate, you would want to think about not doing that, because if you're efficient, it means you're getting punished.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
If Laura charges me $88 an hour or whatever, I don't know what her hourly rate is, and she's really good at her job, it might take her 15 minutes, where it could take someone else an hour to actually do that. So she's getting punished.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if you are doing, well, like even if you're running a business, like you've got to move away from that model.
And I presume that there's a lot of listeners out there that are thinking, well, I wouldn't mind this side hustle thing, but where do I start, or what do I do, I suppose? Yep. Not necessarily looking at the per hour rate, but, well, what am I passionate about? And
totally.
Absolutely. Writing down those sort of things first and then starting to narrow that in.
And if you're listening, there's a really amazing book called The Dip by Seth Godin.
Yes.
And it is, like I gave it to you, didn't I? Like it is the most encouraging read if you're in a career or a small business. And it talks about, once you get started, and I'm pointing my arm up, you go up, it's a bit hard, and then it gets easier. So you go back down to a dip, and then it gets really hard again. That second type of dip, that's when everyone gives up.
So you just got to ride it out.
When you get to that top of the dip, because most people have dropped out, it's actually better, because even though you know, 80% of the people drop out.
Yeah.
And then he talks about whether it's a, you know, you're at a dead end, a cul-de-sac, or a cliff. So I would say, you know, if, for example, you're working in a factory, you know, you might be working in a dead end, because one day a computer will replace you. But I guess going back to, you know, the side hustle, if you look online, the ATO, they're very vague with what they say a hobby is and what they say a small business is.
Yeah.
But basically they've said if it's ad hoc, you know,
here, there,
everywhere, whatever, yes, it's a hobby.
Yep.
But if you start having records and have a second bank account, and if you are running another business or a side business, you have to have a second bank account if you want it to be legitimate, just for the ease of your life. They're saying it's kind of...
That's past that.
it's kind of, you know, you've got to register an ABN and trade and declare the income. But I think you've just got to get started. I mean, if you're listening and you're like, look, I'm not happy with what I'm doing now. And to be quite honest, I didn't know what I wanted to do really until I was 25.
Yeah.
Like, and even the point I was...
Yeah. No, me either.
Well, you guys are only 24, right?
Yeah.
So next year...
next year's our year, John.
It's your year. That's it. But even like I was... And you've got to get... I don't care if it's a side hustle or you want to start a business, get a mentor, someone who's further along down the line. Because you only have to... If you want to start a business or a side hustle, find someone who started one 3 months ago. Like, they just have to be further along...
than what you are.
...to pull you up because... And you've just got to surround yourself with the right people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there could be a situation where you actually love what you do, but you just want more income because what you're doing is not paying you enough.
Yep.
So that side hustle gives you that extra boost. But the good chance is what you love now, you might not love in 10 years' time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, totally. Mm. And I mean, it's, you know, I guess this podcast is... our side hustle but number one, it's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Like I got to the stage with my life, where I, you know, everyone like wanted help with money and there's a big need for it.
Mm.
And the easiest way for me to do that was to, you know, I think we get about 700 to 1,000 downloads, per episode at the moment. So there's a lot of you that listen. For me, setting up this podcast was an easy way to reach everyone, start to encourage people. But you know, I've invested a lot of money into setting all these gear up.
Yeah.
So we can do it, and we legitimately enjoy it. Like it is a passion. It's enjoyable. It's fun.
Mm.
Haven't made 2 cents from it. I don't.
but I think that just adds to we're lucky that we can do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The three of us, four of us are lucky that we've got something else that supports us and we can do this on the side.
Totally.
Because we enjoy it.
Yeah, totally. So I think that's, you've just got to enjoy it if it's going to be a permanent lifestyle thing.
Mm.
Do you think, Glenn, that every side hustle you should be able to make money from?
I think at some point it needs to, unless you're doing it for the social benefit. Right. Or that
non-monetary
feel-good benefit.
Because I feel like I've learned a lot from doing this podcast.
Yeah.
So for me, like, it's not really about whether we get paid to do it or not. Like, it's actually just fun and I'm learning as we go.
Yeah.
I think in 2 years' time, though, that might...
Yeah, it might be wearing a little thin, maybe. Yeah.
I think eventually there comes that time where there needs to be some sort of income generated from it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's...
And if not, it's just a season, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I've got a friend who's an artist and she's an incredible artist, but for her headspace, she needs to work in a retail store and that's almost her side hustle. So it's almost the reverse. Like she does her creative thing, but for her, the social aspect of working in a retail space is awesome for her.
Yeah,
so it's almost the reverse.
Mm.
But it's so amazing. It's like... can I get really deep and primitive at the moment?
Sure.
So imagine 200 years ago. What?
Just John's face.
John whispered no.
Johnny.
Keep going.
You know, I've had a lot of pressure today, you know.
You seem very pressured.
You're going to America next week.
Yeah, I've got feelings.
You're like, how hard can his life be?
I got out of my car today, because I finished all my like time critical stuff. And I just got out of my car and I said to myself, I am out of here. Like, I am done.
You're done.
Burke and Wilson.
Yeah.
You're primitive.
So we're primitive.
Yeah.
200 years ago, we've got the acreage. We're tending our horses. That's the way it's gonna be. we're growing food on the land.
Mm.
That's so natural, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Industrial Revolution comes along. We start putting people into molds.
Mm.
Okay. It's crap. I think society now, with the use of technology, is allowing us to get back to that.
To what it was.
We do what we want to survive.
Yeah.
There's no rules, people.
It's a free market.
It's a free market. Yep. There's no rules in life.
Mm.
There's a few rules that, as a collective society, have said if you kill someone, we'll lock you up.
Mm. Yeah.
And rightly so.
Yeah, I mean,
the ATO have got a few rules.
Yeah, and the ATO have got a couple of rules. Okay, get this. Speaking of murder, have anyone. Shut up.
Oh my gosh, when I say she's
shut up,
tell us.
When I say shut up, it's always in the nicest way possible. So have you listened to the podcast, The Teacher's Pet? The Teacher's Pet?
I started to, but the mastering or the recording of it made me stressed.
Yeah. Have you listened to it, John?
No.
Have you, Aaron?
No.
You would love it. So what do you know the story? So this guy in the 80s, who was a football player, lived on the Northern Beaches. He was 35 years old, school teacher, dating and hooking up with a 15-year-old student, and there was a culture at Cromer High that all these teachers were doing it.
Mm.
Anyway, she was the babysitter. She moved into the house because she had trouble at home while the wife was there, Lynn Dawson.
Mm.
Next minute.
Stop it.
Lynn Dawson goes missing. And then 2 days later, the girl had moved out. And 2 days later, the babysitter, the 16-year-old now, moved back in. She went missing, hasn't been seen since.
The wife.
Yep. Two coronial inquests ruled that Chris Dawson, actually murdered her.
But they just can't.
There's not enough evidence to bring a civil charge.
Yeah,
crazy.
Right.
It's just. So, anyway, I'm listening to this.
What, like, just to get rid of her?
Yep. Yep. He was just nuts. Sociopath, psychopath.
But the girl sounds nuts.
She was 16 years old at the time from a troubled house.
Yep.
And it was just a train
recipe
wreck.
For disaster.
It was anyway, so this podcast, I'm listening to it last night before bed. I'm not listening to it again before I go to sleep. I didn't sleep that well last night, guys. You know why? I'm a sensitive soul and it rocked my world.
What part of it?
I don't know. Where they'll talk
like,
about
is
where
they're just telling the story.
Yeah. So a journalist from The Australian is telling the story. It's just so compelling. They for the first 6 years they didn't even look for a body, and so many people reckon she's buried on the property at Bayview in Northern Beaches.
Hectic.
How have they not dug that up?
They did around the pool. Like, it's just so weird. Anyway, so this guy, he lives on the Gold Coast now. So many times he's come back to Sydney and does exercise in the same street that he lived in, and one of the new owners of the property was digging around, and he rocked up and said, I used to live here. And he asked them, where are you digging? Like, how is... It's... Anyway, I don't...
Whew. How did we get there from side hustle?
Yeah.
Primitive?
Primitive. I don't know.
I don't know.
No, laws. Yeah. Laws. There's no rules in life, but if you murder someone, and that's when it...
Right.
unless you're him and you are very clever and...
Well, I think they'll reopen.
They'd have to.
It is the number one podcast in Australia at the moment.
Mm.
Like, crazy. I feel like I need to listen to it.
It's so...
And where's the girl now?
She lives in Sydney somewhere.
Oh, so they're not like...
No, she had a child with him, but it was...
Wow.
Anyway, sorry. Sorry, everyone. Mm. So I think, the whole side hustle thing, and if... I'm just having a look at... I've got a friend, James Millard. He did a blog, Finding Your Side Hustle, and I think we've covered a lot of it. Anyway, I'll give him a shout out, sufficientfunds.com with a Z, James Millard. This is important. He said, don't let your side hustle become a burden. And I think that's what we were talking about before. Like, if we're doing this podcast in 5 years and it's just like, it's actually now a burden.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's, we've got to call it. And that book, The Dip, it's actually good because it tells you when to quit.
Yep.
Yeah,
right.
Because you're allowed to quit, aren't you?
Yep. Yeah. You might have a couple of kids by then. Running around the
John.
Studio. Wow.
Maybe. So, now, can you come back in a couple of weeks? Because I want to talk about the survey we got running at the moment on First Dates.
Absolutely.
So, when I'm back from the States, I'll get you back in the studio.
Sounds amazing.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
I hope that was encouraging. And we'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye. And happy birthday, Aaron.
Thank you.
And follow us on Instagram @MyMillennialMoney.
I need to listen to into that.
Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Ghetto Proprietary Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230689.